Welcome to Wild, Women in Lending Determined to Make an Impact. I'm your host, Robin Lavasser. They say our biggest fear isn't being inadequate. It's being powerful beyond measure. In this podcast, I will share how to break through imaginary ceilings, lean into success, discovering your purpose, and understanding how to create the business and life of your dreams. From failures to triumphs and all the tactics in between, let's jump into the wild arena together. Well, welcome back to Wild. Today, we are going to talk about kind of a funny little subject. I'm actually going to talk to you about opportunities that are obvious if you're observant. What does that mean? I will tell you what, I spent years in lending, and by my first two episodes, if you listen to them, you know that I rode a mortgage roller coaster in sales. And what I realized is that I really lacked intention and observation and ultimately curiosity around how to create and see opportunities and then take advantage of them. I'll give you a weird example. Everybody that walks onto a car lot, one, you're trying to avoid the salesperson most of the time, right? Like, let's say you want to drive in there, maybe take a peek at a couple cars, but you're not really sure if you're going to buy a new car or not. Actually, you are going to buy a new car. It's a matter of when and which one. And so when you drive onto that car lot and you're trying to avoid, or maybe you get out and walk for a second, the moment a salesperson comes over, I bet it's probably a 99% rate of people saying, just looking, just looking. And so imagine if every single car salesman that came out and said, hey, you know, can I help you with anything? Nope, just looking. And they said, okay, I'll be inside. Come get me if you find anything. That's literally how sales often works. And so there's two types of people. And I think you have to pause for a second and identify, do I do that in sales? Do I do that? Do I do that right now as a lender? Do I do it as a realtor? Like, what does that look like? And then there might be the other one who says, well, good. I'm glad you're here. What are you looking for? What a difference that makes, right? Just that statement, just that curiosity of, can I ask you a couple more questions? Like, let's take that into a parallel of lending. I think one of the things that people struggle with in lending that I struggled with horribly was I was not very curious. I was not very observant. And while I've always loved people and I've always loved their story, I've always been focused on giving them the solution that directly they are asking for. And what I mean by that is, hey, I meet new clients. They were referred by an agent. They come in. They want a 30-year fixed mortgage with a monthly payment of $2,500, and they have $50,000 to work with. What do? I literally draw up a scenario with a big smile on my face and do a little chit-chat with them and get to know them. But ultimately, I'm so focused on them liking the $2,500, the $50,000 down, and then sending them off to go find a house with an agent. Man, one, I'm lucky that agent referred me. And two, there might have been, I'm not exaggerating here, you guys, probably at a minimum, four or five opportunities just in that conversation with those clients that I could have created that would have opened up doors and windows to other business, to other ways to serve the client, to connections to other people, just in that application. But if I'm so focused on, you said $2,500, you said $50,000 down, you gave me your order, and here is what I'm giving back to you, this beautiful spreadsheet and a pre-approval letter, and that's all I'm doing. We are so guilty of that as lenders, and we think that that's our job. That's not our job. That's our bare minimum work that we do within the job. But the job is really to create opportunities, because they're not going to fall in your lap, right? People aren't always going to need you. And I think that I know that my own ego has gotten in the way where I believe that people understand that I'm a lender. They understand that not only I'm a lender, but that I lend on residential real estate, but also have referrals and options for commercial real estate, that they understand that I do refinances and purchases, that they understand that I do single family residences, manufactured homes, condos, two units, four units. Now I can do up to eight units in house, like all of these things. And I think I'm so special that they would automatically call me and ask me about anything in that repertoire without me staying engaged with them and curious to find their needs. It's not their job to find me for their needs. It's for me to find out what their needs are and then help them get where they need to go. That's what we should be doing every single day. And so there's that piece of the opportunity, and then there's opportunities that land within that. And I don't want to get complicated, but I just want you to think about it. And I'm going to give you an example. I coaching a student the other day, and he said, this is just such a fun one because it just happened. I'm talking to him about opportunities, and he kind of smirks and he says, I was at church the other day and I see a couple that I haven't seen for quite a while. And it was so good to see them. And I walked over and, you know, we're making chit chat. And I said, how are things? Anything new in your life? And they gave us the statement that just hurts our heart. We just bought a house and they're so happy and so excited. And of course, the loan officer immediately starts thinking, what? And he jokingly said, we're in church. I couldn't slap him, you know, but he's thinking, how did you not remember me? Right? The loan officer that did your first home loan for you all those years ago. Why didn't you call me? And so as he's thinking all of those things, he loses his curiosity and he doesn't ask those clients anything else. And yes, I used the word clients very intentionally right there. Why? Because whether or not they are his clients or the other loan officer they just used to buy a house is still his choice in that moment. But we react in a way that really is focused on ourselves and we miss opportunity in that moment. And so I said, how did it end? And he said, I just said, congratulations, good to see you. That was it. And I said, man, you've literally missed four or five opportunities that would have taken you about a 2-minute window. And I'm going to list a few of them just because I think that you can relate to this. You probably have a metaphor situation going on, maybe even right now, or that's happened to you recently where you're like, gosh darn it, that's happened to me. I felt that pain. And guess what? If you don't make changes, you're going to feel it time and time and time again, because people's job is not to find us, right? That our job is to, if they're really a client, we're going to maintain relationship with them. Can you imagine if as a client, you always had to track down whoever you wanted to see? That role's a little reversed, right? Like, why would the client be tracking us down? So as he's sitting there talking to this couple, I said, so you just said goodbye? And he said, yeah. And I said, it's a missed opportunity. And he said, I know, I should have kept in better touch. No, 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 no. That's done. That's in the past. Opportunities are not behind us. Those are lessons. Opportunities are in front of us. What could you have done with those clients in that moment? Gosh, you know what? I have to pause for a second. I am so happy that you bought a home. I'm embarrassed. I was your original lender, and I clearly did not do a good enough job keeping in touch with you. I'm still in lending, and I apologize for that. Out of curiosity, how was your experience? Who did you use for lending? Man, now this guy's a branch manager. So they might have just been over the moon happy with the loan officer. He could reach out to that loan officer and potentially set up a lunch or a coffee and maybe create a relationship where they would eventually come over to his company. He's a branch manager. He might be able to recruit. He might hear from them. They were miserable. They were miserable. He could have asked what type of loan they did, what interest rate they received. I don't know about you guys, but most people that closed on a home loan anytime in 2022 and likely 2023 and part of, you know, for sure all of 2023 and then maybe part of 2024 are likely refinancing in the future. But if you don't even ask the question, you've already given them away to somebody else because all you're thinking about is why didn't I get the money on that transaction? Now, this man is an incredible loan officer with a huge heart, but there was opportunity and he couldn't see it. He could only see the transaction he missed. That's such a miss when we say that we are about the people, right? When we practice a business that has a go-giver type of approach. And so I said, man, you could ask this, you could ask this. What about who their agent was? How'd they find them? Did they love them? All of those things. What's their 1-year and 5-year vision with their house? It goes on and on and on and on. And you could have reached out to that agent afterwards and done all of these things. And he goes, man, now you're making me more mad, right? Like, it's one thing they didn't use me, but it's another thing that I'm so silly. I didn't think about any of that. And I said, what were you thinking the whole time? That I couldn't believe I didn't stay in touch, and I can't believe they didn't call me. So you turned it around. It is so hard to see what's out there when all you've chosen to see is literally your own eyelids, right? You're only seeing yourself. That's it. It's not about that they just did a loan. That's great. That's a great opportunity. You know what? That might light a fire under him to go call the rest of his past clients and make sure he's keeping in better touch. Thank you for that lesson, clients, right? But if we turn it into making it about us, why someone didn't call, why we didn't get that opportunity, we're literally using our own weaknesses, our own lack of awareness, our own lack of curiosity, our own lack of connection and intention in the business as an excuse for why we don't close more business, why the market is hard, why there's frustration. I hope this is hitting home for you. There are opportunities. I'm going to give you a couple more examples because I love to use just real life examples. You might have a borrower sit down in front of you that says, hey, I've got all my money's coming from just my financial planner, right? Here's the account statements. This is where it's coming from. Well, we know in lending, there's a specific way to get funds into escrow, right? Safely. We know it better than anybody. In fact, we speak the lingo better than anybody. If we were to like, okay, great. You know, you need to call your financial advisor. This is so small, you guys. And they're like, okay, great. I'll do that. That's on my list. And they go call. Why in the world would we not pause and say, hey, how'd you pick your financial advisor? Do you love them? Awesome. You know what? It's kind of complicated to speak the lingo about how to get those funds to escrow. Why don't we call together? Why don't you introduce me? I'll take over from there. Now, not only are you helping your client at a higher level, but you have introduced yourself to a financial advisor where you have a mutual client that thinks highly of both of you, and now you have a connection. And that could lead to a relationship where all of a sudden you are working and referring potentially to that financial advisor and they're referring to you, and you didn't actually have to cold call anybody. You just have to look for an opportunity while you were meeting with a client. But we're thinking, okay, you've got your cash to close, call your financial advisor, do this, do this. You're not thinking, how am I linked in arm in arm with you? How are we connected to where I can help? Like I tell all the people that I coach and myself as a loan officer, I learned like, hey, right now I'm an octopus, right? Like, how do I make sure that each one of my arms has grabbed an opportunity in every conversation and I walk out with my hands full? Not because I'm being selfish or greedy, but because I want to go serve more people, but because I want to connect, but because I don't want to have to sit and cold call awkwardly people I don't even know that we might not be a good fit with. I want to work with people that are all, you know, what do they say? You can meet anybody in the world through the sum of five people that you know. Well, that's not just those five people. It's those five people who know five people who know five people who know five people. That, my friends, is a gold mine. And so you're probably sitting on loads of opportunity in your database. You're probably sitting on loads of opportunity in your cell phone. You're probably sitting on tons of opportunity in unqualified leads or dead leads that didn't ever do anything. You're sitting on tons of opportunity with every phone call and every interaction you have, whether it be personal or professional, because we are simply not very observant. We're more worried about what we say, how we say it, how quickly we can potentially get out of there, how, you know, where the conversation goes. And we think so much, and this does not make us bad humans, it's just natural, about ourselves, instead of just staying so open and curious about other people and then connecting the dots of, you know what, I could actually help with that. You know what, there's an opportunity. I see one right there. I see one right there. I see one right there. And so, man, I'd love to teach. I could literally talk and teach all day long about all the things that we can see and do and real life circumstances and pain that I have felt over this. But if this hits home for you, I want you to stop and think to yourself, gosh, do I go into meetings with an agenda and I miss opportunities? I want you to look down at your typical just application at a credit report. Where are the opportunities? Because if you can teach yourself to get more curious, if you can go into a meeting or a sales call or a cold call or anything more prepared with questions and curiosity and ready to overcome objections, I promise you all these opportunities, they will not only present themselves, but you'll be able to grab them, take them, and then make the most of them and expand on that network that you're already having, and ultimately your income, your cash net worth, your ability to give, and your joy in the business will then expand from there. So I hope you look for the opportunities. Don't stay obtuse to them.